Hello, 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 hello out there. It's Six Eyes Radio Network with DJ Aladdin Styles and Miss Pride and Joy and Six Eyes.
Yes, sir. We are here. Best in online radio, the Six Eyes Radio Network. I want to say hello, world. How y'all doing? Special day today, De La Soul Day, and I'm on remote. I'm going to say what's up to Kim, Selena, what's up? We are here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Say hello, Kim.
Hello, somebody.
Say hello, say hello. All right. So we are here. Phone lines are open, 424-243-9617. How's everybody doing this evening?
Well, I'm doing just great. I'm doing just great. I hope everyone else is doing great as well.
Yes, sir.
How you doing tonight, DJ Alanis South?
Yeah. I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I can't complain. Life, another day of life, and another great day to see sunshine, to feel something, and to be able to be inspired by happiness and greatness. That's it. That's what's up. And,
there you go.
We do got a lot to talk about, but you know, let's talk about positive sometime. Let's be good, and let's give thanks to everyone who's got an opportunity to live another great day, to experience life as it is.
Absolutely. Well, first, let's check in with our mental here on March 3rd, 2023. My mental is great. The Lord has awakened. He woke and breathed breath into my lungs today, which got me to this point, so I am very much thankful, and I hope you all are as well. Today is a very special day, De La Soul Day. For you De La Soul fans, you can now stream their music, so that's a great thing right there.
Oh, how y'all doing tonight?
All right, what's going on, Wolf?
I'm doing great. I'm at a 10 tonight and just feeling great. And just wanted to say howdy, everybody.
All right. Well, definitely hang out with us. I'm on remote right now, live at Club Kim. Hung out with my cousin today, some good friends. And everything is great. So, like I said, we are here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Hello to the world, surrounding city states, and faraway countries. We are here. Phone lines are open, 424-243-9617.
And my mental is going great. My mental, I'm doing good. I'm doing good, and I can't complain about it. You know, I can't complain at all. I'm doing good. I'm doing awesome and amazing. So I hope, you know, that everyone else is too as well.
Absolutely. So what would you rate your mental scale of 1 to 10?
From a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to say I give it like a 7. A 7.
Yeah.
I give it like a
okay.
7. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Okay. All right.
Anybody?
My mental is a 10. Everything is good. Hello to my family, my friends, my fans. Kim, what's your mental scale of 1 to 10?
Mental?
Uh-huh.
What was that?
I said mine was a 10.
A 7. Hers is a 7.
Yeah.
I heard the 7 as well.
Okay.
Anyone else want to share their mental? Scale of 1 to 10.
Blessed evening, everyone. I'm chiming in with an 8. Amen. Glad to be here.
Amen.
All right. So your mental is an 8. Okay. ATL, what's your mental? Okay, maybe he stepped away.
Hey, my mental is great, blessed, and happy to be able to be living from 1 to 10. I'll say about a 9, man. I'm pretty much in a good spot today.
Okay.
Can I push mine to an 8?
Yes, you can. So Cousin Kim pushes hers to an 8. Everybody say hello to Cousin Kim.
Hey, Cousin Kim. How you doing?
Hey, everybody. I'm sorry, 8.
Okay.
Amen. That's beautiful.
It is. That's good.
All right.
Okay.
That's what's up. So once again, we want to say hello to everyone that's listening. If you haven't done so already, please go join, J-O-I-N, join the Six Eyes Radio Network page. Love to see you over there. Great conversation. Great things over there at the Six Eyes Radio Network group page. Yes. And for those of you who don't know, Friday, New Edition celebrated their 40 years in the business with their song Candy Girl. So that's a great thing right there. Shout out to Bobby, Robbie, Ricky, and Mike, and Johnny. Yep. Cool it down. And that's a beautiful
Candy
thing.
Girl.
You playing Candy Girl tonight?
Yes. Yeah, I'm my one. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I would love
so
to,
you
but
DJing
I'm also
tonight?
Free. Yeah. I guess you can. Yeah, I hope you fill in for me because I'm definitely on location right now.
Well, I would love to.
That would be great. yes.
Okay. Oh, that's right. You're with cousin. Okay. Yes,
yeah.
I would love to.
All right. I appreciate that. Six Eyes Radio Network.
Y'all trying to hear a song right now?
Yes.
I don't want to. Well, you said it's De La Soul Day, so I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
What am I from De La Soul?
Pardon my enthusiasm.
Yeah. Do you know who De La Soul is?
I absolutely do know who De La
right.
Soul is. You know, I mean, I'll be glad to give a little history moment about De La Soul.
Right.
But I just wanted to ask first. I don't want to overstep in my excitement. Yeah. So you just let me know.
Yeah. So De La Soul, the first song that I remember was Potholes in My Lawn. That's the one that I grew to love, and then they just took off from there.
Yeah.
Definitely a great group. And there's one surviving member of the group, so we definitely want to say hold your head up. You know, to lose two bandmates, it's rough.
Yeah, it is.
You know? Mm-hmm. But it's just so crazy that 4 days before they were to retain their rights back to their music and obtain their masters, we lose Dave, and then we lost the other one, a unit. So, you know, appreciate each minute, each moment, each second, each hour that you live. But it's not guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed. Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
Right. And they went through so much as a group and, you know, trying to get their music out there.
Yes. Yes.
So, you know.
You know. And that's one thing about, you know, even the local artists, you know, if they made any song, their song would be forever preserved.
Right.
You know, and they actually have an underground vault where when you create IP, which is intellectual property, your works are preserved. So even myself, Six Eyes, has work preserved underground.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's like your property. You know, so I just keep working, making music. You know, I actually brought my portable studio today, but I did not make one song. We just started hanging out, started singing, you know, saw some good friends. And it was a great day. It was a great day, too. Actually being around, you know, family, loved ones, and friends, and it's a good situation. You know.
Right. That's good.
Yes.
Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Do something you love and enjoy to do, you know, hanging around
with
good people, listening
enjoy.
To some great music.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nothing like it. And we have to say hello to the ones that has left us, that's still watching down on us. Hello to our family, our loved ones. You know, that's our cousins, our uncles, our friends, our parents.
Yes, our mother. Our parents.
Our brothers.
Our kids.
They're all looking down on us. And unfortunately, I'm not able to wake up Teddy Pendergrass day on this show. I'm not able to wake up, what's his name? Not Lou Ross. I can't wake up Lou Ross today.
Lou Ross,
I'm not able to wake up
Luther
Jim
Vandross.
Yeah, not able to wake up Luther Vandross.
Yes.
Not able to, Yolanda Adams is still with us, so I can't call her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, can't call Phyllis Hyman.
Hmm.
We are here. But we always celebrate those who have passed on. We celebrate their memory, celebrate, you know, their good music that they love. And we go from there. So glad you joined us. If you just joined us, phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. Please like us on iHeartRadio, Apple Music. Just simply type in Six Eyes Radio, SIXEYES, Space Radio, RADIO. And subscribe. You have the Six Eyes Radio Network 7 days a week. Pass the mic.
Amen.
Relevant radio daily. Amen.
Yes, God. Sorry. We ready to go?
I believe I heard pass the mic. But I'm not certain in whose direction, sister. But you tend to go up first, so I know you have some wonderful, entertaining news for us, and I'm interested in knowing because you know I depend upon you for it. So, I do.
Wonderful news. We have a lot of knowledge news, great entertainment news, great things that's happening in the world. And first, we're going to start off with the Philadelphia Eagles today. We're going to be starting off with the Philadelphia Eagles with Zach Pascal. He got robbed at gunpoint. He got robbed. You know how, you know, you go to the Super Bowls and all that stuff, and then you start getting these bigger jewelry than people normally used to seeing you with on. And he got held up, and they stole his jewelry. He was coming out of the auditorium, you know, coming out of the playing the game that they had played against the other team. And, yeah. He had to call the police, and the police had to come. Everything. He still don't have that necklace, though. They got away, you know, with the jewelry and stuff. He only had a few little major, you know, not major, but minor little injuries on him. But he was able to get away with it. So hopefully, you know, because they say he wear that kind of jewelry all the time, that he will, you know, calm down on wearing that jewelry. Don't wear that jewelry no more because, you know, that they – as soon as they see you with stuff on like that, nice stuff, big stuff, make you think you got more money than you got. And they hold them up. So we're just thankful to say that, you know, that he didn't get hurt or anything, or they didn't take him. Because, you know, sometimes they take people with them. A lot of ways this could have went. And it was two of them and just one of him. And he, you know, just loading off the plane, going home and, you know. So I just thank God that it ended up in a worse kind of way. You know, we want to send our prayers and our thoughts and our encouragement out to the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, with what went on with them. So next time we're going to be going over to a story where a man named Elvis Francis, he's a sailor, and they didn't have any food or anything. So he took the boat that he have, and it had nothing on there but seasoned ketchup, barbecue sauce. And they saying that this man on this boat that he sailed for days and days and days, that's the only thing he ate the whole time was ketchup, which was Heinz, season and barbecue sauce. That's all he had on this trip. They said that he did all of this fantastic stuff, and he was able to, they finally was able to notify him in the water. And he had the, you know, they seen that he did do it. Ain't nothing that he just made, you know, sometimes people make up these stories, but this is honestly a true story. He sailed for days and days and days, and he only had ketchup, barbecue sauce, and season. So Heinz wants to give this guy a D. They want to give him something. So they're going to give him this great big old boat. Found out, you know, that's all he had. And one of them was, you know, their Heinz ketchup. So they're going to give him this big old boat for being out there stranded like he was. And the only thing he had, and he had the items to show that was the only thing he had, was ketchup, barbecue sauce, and season. I couldn't have been out there.
That's very resourceful. That's
I'd
very
be
resourceful.
Sick.
Yeah.
He got some Boy Scouts beat, don't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, somebody gives him a fishing sponsor, some fishing lures, and give him some fishing poles because, you know, to be out there on the boat,
right,
just have those items. You know, no fish, nothing to catch any kind of, you know, fish or anything like that. I mean, that's very resourceful. Glad that he was able to survive.
Yeah.
You know, but it just goes to show, you know, when you're put in certain situations, your mind clicks in, and it just shows you that you can do the impossible. You know, what seems not possible, you can do it, but you got to be put in that situation.
Right.
You know, so that's a blessing that he survived, blessing that Heinz is reaching out to him to give him a boat. Hopefully, like I said, some sponsors will sponsor him and give him some, you know, nice fishing gear.
Yeah.
So that would be great. That would be great.
All right. Next story I want to tell you all about is about the Girl Scouts. Now, the Girl Scouts are mad because somebody took all their supplies and they selling it on eBay. So what y'all think about that? Have anybody went to eBay and check it out and
see
this?
Well, I'm about to go right now.
It because they say they don't sold out. They don't sold out of their products. Somebody took their products and they selling it on eBay. And these little Girl Scout girls, they are mad about it.
Oh,
they're not
Lord.
Pleased with this.
We even robbed the Girl Scouts. Are they cookies? The shortbread cookies? Oh, my God. What kind of world? I'm going, sister, right now.
Okay. It says they are sold out. None available. And they put them on eBay.
So now I see randoms on here, but here's the thing. I don't know, right? Okay, I don't know.
Right.
So right now under best selling comes that coconut one with the chocolate. They want $25 a box for that one. But the shortbread cookies are $60 a box. Okay. Now I'm looking down here, coming down here. I see raspberry rally. I don't know the type of cookie, but $25 to $33. So now, sister, did they say under whose, how do you say that? Like the seller, the merchant person. Did they say a name?
They didn't say
I'll
a name. They just said that the cookies were missing, and they found out that somebody was selling them on eBay.
Wow.
I thought they was just playing, but you say they on there for real.
But, you know, last week we found out that there's somebody Cookie Monster outfit running around in Santa Cruz. You know, these are the times we're under right now.
Right.
The times of pressure. The Girl Scouts. Oh, my gosh. Somebody will rob
Girl
the children.
Scout
the future.
Yes.
Yes. So $60, and it looks like they sold some cookies today. Now I don't want to say these are the people that's out here, but they are in a way robbing folks. Talking about $60 for a 9-ounce box of
cookies.
Okay, I'm just gonna. I mean, hey, it's all intrinsic value, but I'm not cracking $60 for the shortbread.
Right. Do
okay, we getting $60.
Anybody want to buy any of those cookies?
You know, they're selling them up the street from here. Well, they were today. The Girl Scouts are selling them
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I didn't pull over, you know, or, I mean, like, go over there or anything like that. But I did know they were having a, you know, like the, all the Girl Scouts from the area, they were going to do like one big table, and anybody wanting cookies can just go there and opposed to finding them like we used to find them out in front of grocery stores and places of business, but other places of business. So anyways, let me be quiet. But I mean, I feel bad for anybody taking anything from anyone, but you're going to take from your children now? You're just going to be out here?
Right.
Oh, my God. I didn't. My goodness. My goodness. But whoever this is on eBay, $60 a box, that is also highway robbery, in my opinion. I'll be quiet.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm complete.
Ain't no way. I don't even like to pay the cost, the regular cost of Girl Scout cookies, let alone, but just I'm a good Samaritan, and I want to support the, you know, the Girl Scouts. But, you know, they got to come up with bigger portions of the popcorn for the guys. For the Boy Scouts, those bags got to be bigger because that bag won't even last me one show of good times.
I mean,
you know, do you rather have the cookies
or the popcorn?
No, I'd rather have the popcorn because when I watch Good Times and when the Evans still got food and I'm out, that's a problem.
They said, I know this, right? I know.
Oh, Lord. Well, how much is the Boy Scouts popcorn, Six? How much is that? Do you remember?
$12 a bag.
Oh, no. What? $12 a bag?
Yeah.
But it's for the children. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
For the children. So I'm looking at Boy Scouts popcorn. I see it comes in several different flavors.
Okay. Okay. How much?
Triple delight and caramel corn.
Okay.
Dark and white chocolatey drizzle. 12 ounces. It's $1 an ounce. cheddar corn and yeah, okay, all right. I didn't even know the Boy Scouts were selling popcorn, by the way. I didn't know that.
Me either, to success on this one, I know. I know nothing about it.
Oh, sorry about that, Six.
How long
sorry
you know
that.
Six?
Well, the only reason I know is because Chad is selling popcorn, and he's going to be on here a little later on pushing popcorn. So everybody around the world.
How much do we have? You know, so you can get
Chad,
people to come buy it from them.
Well, Chad has spent his $28 on popcorn to get a head start. Yeah, so he's hello? Yeah, $28.
You got Chad selling Jiffy popcorn in what? You need to repackage it? What's going on? Chad out here on child. On childhood, what do you call it when you had the children working for free?
No. Chad is an actual Boy Scout, and he spent his $28 on two bags of popcorn, which totals $24, and he has $4 left over.
Okay. Well, we want to support Chad.
Yeah. Everybody buy a bag of popcorn.
Does it come with a free cup of coffee? Just checking.
We might be able to get a cup of coffee here on the Six Rocks Network.
Okay.
If we do a bit. Yes.
Okay. Okay, sister, we'll be quiet. Sorry.
All right, y'all. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to McDonald's now with Cardi B and Offset. McDonald's deal. All right. The franchise is upset because they said, for one, this family is not friendly. Speaking of, Offset and Cardi B, they were saying they're not friendly, you know. Some of the people are talking about the meal that they had, partnership. They said they shouldn't do partnership with Cardi B and Offset. You know, both of them being in all kinds of trouble, and they think that they're not, you know, like good role models. So what y'all think about that? Because, see, this meal that they have is supposed to be like a date night meal. Like the kind of meal that they have is supposed to be like you can go to McDonald's and get this meal, and, you know, have a date with it. That Cardi B and Offset is great people to do business with because they get in so much trouble. Huh?
You know what? They had other celebrities that didn't have such a clean palate themselves.
Right.
You know.
Right.
They slate wasn't that clean. You know, the mere fact that now, you know, McDonald's is reaching out, you know, to the urban, you know, demographic,
right,
which just happened to be a female rapper and male rapper, you know, who's got into some trouble. But at the same time, if you're going to do that, then you got to look at every other endorsement that they had. And you know, they slate wasn't that clean either. So it's just up to the consumer to get the Cardi B meal or the Offset meal, and you go from there. I mean, because, you know, what's probably happening is, you know, all the franchises probably aren't really pushing the meal.
Right.
And that's the problem.
That's probably what's happening, you know, because they don't really want to sell no way, so they probably not pushing it. And we all know that when you work in these fast food places and stuff like that, they want you to push everything you can push and sell because they want you to make them sales while you're in there. So
right.
I don't know why, you know, they can say they don't, you know, they're not good people to, they don't have some of everybody to come in there and, you know, have meals and different things. Megan Thee Stallion, we just had one not too long ago. You know, different people don't have some. It's not like, you know, everybody going to have a good record. Everybody don't have no good record. So it's not like you're going to get a great person all the time. At least you have them out there, and at least you know, we're having this meal thing. I bet you they don't gain some business. I bet people don't came and got this date meal.
The thing about it is the consumer. It's all about the consumer and what these restaurants are probably doing right now, especially when you have an independent franchise, it's based off sales. So if they're selling the normal Big Mac meal, quarter pounder meal, filet of fish meal, double cheeseburger, the Happy Meals, if they're selling those and those profits are up just with that particular meal item, and then you base it on the Cardi B and Offset sales, then it's probably a little bit lower, but it's all about the particular franchise and how they're marketing it. That's the
right
thing. How
we can't hear you.
Six, I think your signal might be acting up. I'll text him. It happened earlier too for a couple of seconds.
There you go.
Yeah, so that's what it's based off of. So, you know, you got to give it a chance. And they just introduced those items not long ago, you know, the Cardi B meal and the Offset meal. They just introduced that. So it's going to take time to catch on.
Right. They were talking about, and the other thing they were saying, because their music had profanity in it, you know.
Yeah, but the thing about it, these kids use way more profanity, you know, on a day. Basically, going to school, walking to school, coming from school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing about it, you can't shelter these kids, you know, from reality. You can't. Because these kids don't live in a bubble. This is not the Brady community. This is not Mayberry community. This is not Leaving the Beaver community. This is real reality. And situations happen today as they go to and from school. You know, so you can't sugarcoat it. You can't protect these kids with so much. So, you know, it's just sad that these kids have to grow up a little bit quicker than normal, but at the same time, you can't shelter them. You know, you can't have them, you know, look through rose-rimmed glasses and thinking everything is good, because when they get out into the real world, it's going to be a problem. So they're just introduced with the situation, you know, just in the form of a meal, Cardi B and Takeoff.
Right.
I mean, Offset.
Offset. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thing right there. But, you know, growing up, you know, I know people, if you had McDonald's, that was a treat. You know, nowadays, that's their dinner, you know.
Right.
But, you know, growing up, if you went to McDonald's, that was a treat. It wasn't something that happened.
Sure. You don't need something special. You don't need something good to get that. You know, your mom
taking
you to get that meat.
That's right.
All right, yeah. All right, y'all. Next, we're going to be moving on to Honey Boo Boo. Do everybody know who Honey Boo Boo is? Well, she's 17, just like, you know, my daughter. She's 17. She has this boyfriend that she be with, and he already got caught with a gun with her. And again, she's 17, but he don't got caught with a gun. He got charges of rape because they caught them in the house together doing something, and he jumped out of the window. And I guess her mom put him down, you know, for statutory rape. Okay, also in the car, they had guns, and they also had drugs in the car. So the police chased them, and he speed out of the way, almost killed somebody in one car, but they finally stopped. So now he's in jail, and her, I don't know if y'all know her sisters if you watch the show, but one of her sisters have custody over her. So she had to come and get her, the one named Pumpkin. She had to come and get her from jail. Now, first of all, what is she doing in the car with that grown man? That man 23 years old. What? Oh, my God. So what do y'all think about the story? Do y'all think that she should be in a car with somebody not only 23, but he got records? Plus, he got, like, sexual records. He got all his drugs, all these guns and stuff in the car with them.
You know, people.
The baby's unsupervised.
Right.
So you gotta look at the people. You have to look at the people. Honey Boo Boo comes from a very successful show. You know, her mom, her, you know, so she basically grew up, you know, in the camera's eye. You know, and these people that she meets, you know, you gotta kind of like screen to see who you're meeting, who they are.
Yeah.
You know, criminal background, you know, drug dealing, anything like that, theft, anything like that, you know. You got to see what they do when the cameras are off. And that's what people aren't doing. You know, they're smiling and, you know, doing everything right from the camera while it's on. But what about when they're off? You know, a lot of times, you know, these celebrities are so trustworthy.
Right.
And then with a situation like that, I mean, that's a 6-year difference. 17 and 23, that's a 6-year difference. And it may not seem like a lot, but, you know, when you got criminal record of car theft and drugs, you know, you're putting Honey Boo Boo in a dangerous situation,
that's right.
That she's not built for.
Right.
So, you know, people that are dating, you know, Chad, you know, his little girlfriend, you know, Sharon, you know, he hasn't spent a dollar yet. You know, he just spent that $28, and I'm going to give him more money because he put that toward the Girl Scout cookie, I mean, the popcorn, excuse me.
Okay.
You know, and he said $4 left.
Is he going to buy some of the candy, cookies too?
He only got $4, sister. His money is a little light right now. It's MC light.
He can't buy nothing.
He got $4.
If I divide, how many cookies come in a pack of Girl Scout cookies? I don't remember, but let's just say for the sake of generosity, 16 cookies, right?
Right.
And how much of the cookies are, or let's just say the cookies are really $25. Last I checked, they were like something like the popcorn, as Six said, but that was years ago, so I don't know what they really cost. So let's just say right now they're $25. You're going to divide that out by 16 cookies. One cookie is $1.56. So, yeah, no, Chad really wouldn't be able to get but so many cookies. He only has $4. No, well, sister, he can't even buy an a la carte cookie, honestly.
No. I'm going to give Chad some money just because he put toward the Boy Scouts. So I'm going to give Chad some more money so he can be, you know, happy. He's
gonna
be
good.
You
think he's happy now?
Well,
he in business.
Happy.
He can get a kid.
Yeah, he'll be happy. He'll be happy with more money.
With more money, you said?
Yeah. So I'm giving him $50. So he'll have $54.
You gonna give Chad $50?
Yes.
Wow.
Chad is doing it, ain't he?
Chad. Chad got more money than most folks his age.
Right.
All right, Chad. My goodness, that's awesome.
All right, y'all, we're going to keep on moving in entertainment news. And next we're going to go to Patrick Mahomes. Y'all know Patrick Mahomes that played for the Kansas City Chiefs, right, the quarterback. He has a little brother, and he went to a party. I guess you know how they do the after parties after the Super Bowls and stuff. He was good. They saying that he raped one of the girls. They saying that the girl have it on tape with him. And she said you could go look to the tape and it's him. They can't say it's not him. They can't put it in no kind of way saying that it wasn't him. It was him to do it. You had to go to the clip. And she said, yep, it's him. What do y'all think about that? How sometimes that you can, you know, take people with you, whether he was with his brother or not with his brother. I mean, you know, your brothers are like, got these jobs like quarterbacks and stuff like that. You should act a certain way, like presentable, right? Like, you know, like you're crazy. And I hate when people do stuff like that. Like, go somewhere and show out. And you know, your people, you know, trying to do something with their life and you messing it up for them. That's what
well,
I think.
You messed it up. Think with that situation, everybody's not meant. My father always said, everybody
mm-hmm.
can have their bag packed, but everybody's not meant to go on a trip. I mean,
right.
Even with me, with the music,
that's
I started
Eric,
off
yeah.
with, yeah,
mm-hmm.
with me producing the music, I started off with a nice group of people. And then what I found
mm-hmm.
out, they weren't motivated. They didn't want to do the work. Because my father
right.
said, he said, everybody may have their bags packed, but they're not meant to go on a trip. So at the same
mm-hmm.
time, you know, with these sports figures, you know, sometimes cousins got to stay home.
Right.
You know, because they're not used to the limelight. They're not used to
mm-hmm.
the spotlight. And it's
right.
a whole different type to carry and conduct
mm-hmm.
yourself in these settings, you know. And
mm-hmm.
if you ain't never been nowhere, you ain't going to know how to conduct yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
some people just stay at home and be like, that's my cousin on TV. That's my cousin.
Right.
I'm going to call him. You know, sometimes they got to
mm-hmm.
stay in that lane. You know, you can't
right.
kick them out.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know how to conduct themselves.
That's crazy. All right. We're going to be moving on to Vanessa Bryant. She finally received her money, $28 million for, you know, the incident for killing her husband and her daughter. Y'all remember that incident? Everybody remember Kobe Bryant in the plane?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she finally agreed. They finally don't reach the settlement, and she, yeah. You know, where they were showing the pictures. Did y'all see that part where they were showing the pictures to everybody? I mean, they weren't even supposed to have the pictures, and they were showing the pictures out in the world, real
right.
world, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, she finally received everything from them. So she don't have to, you know, go through that no more. Because it did seem like it was kind of burning her out if you was to watch the cases. It was kind of burning her out to have to keep, you know, constantly going through that, you know, until they got it straight. Next, we're going to go over to Mr. Ricky Smalley. Ricky Smalley. And he's talking about his son. Y'all know he has a son that just passed away. Did everybody know that? Anybody, y'all don't know him?
Yes.
Wait.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's saying that, you know. Mm-hmm.
His son, Brad.
He's saying that you're never prepared for something like that. You know, to have to bury your child. It's kind of hard for you. And he was saying that, you know, that he was going through a bad time when he was here. You know, people are trying to put this on him. But he was saying that his son was going through a bad time. He was here, him and his baby mama. You know, they would have problems and stuff like that, with going back and forth, them two. And it was just a lot on him. And he said he had just, you know, they had just got him in a place where he can go to. But, you know, so now these people be signing their own self out. You don't even know they out. You don't even know what they got going on, you know. But like he said, you never prepare for this. It's hard. It is hard. And it don't took a toll, you know, like on him. So do anybody here think they will ever be ready for anything like that? Could be ready, like if that was to come across in your life, you think you could be ready for that?
No, I don't think so, sister.
Man.
That's something.
That's what I'm saying. You can never. You can never.
Mother, father, sister, brother. You never can prepare for that. You know,
never.
It's just, you know, when it happens, it's just like, wow. I know I can speak from experience. You know, mother, father, sister, and brother gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, never prepared. If they lived to be 100 years old, you still wouldn't be ready.
Still,
you know,
you're ready.
There's never a set time when you're ready. All you can do is enjoy them while they live, and then after they pass, hold them to the good memories. And that's all you got to pull from.
Right. Oh, yeah, did they have anybody out there? We ain't even see.
Huh? What'd you say?
Yeah, I was saying it must have went nobody. I was going to say, was there anybody out there? Because we didn't ask them if it was anybody that was out there.
Check the phone line, see if anybody would have come in. Press the one if you do. You're joining the Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking in with Six Eyes. ATL, Nicole, Prime Joy. The Wolf Gags, the Kel, the rest of the crew. We're here, baby. Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right, y'all. So we're going to go to entertainment again. And we're going with Kylie B again. Kylie B has put a tattoo on her face. I don't know if y'all seen it, but it's the tattoo of the last son, the son that she got now. And it's like above her face. I don't know if anybody has seen it. But a lot of people are talking about that tattoo and wish he had that on her face. And also, would you like to have a tattoo on your face? Anybody?
Absolutely not. I know I would. Because the thing about it, you know, for all these people, you know, these, and I'm not saying that bad about the women. But you know, they get these tiger paws put on their thighs. They get these different, you know, type of sunflowers and that. And after a while, those sunflowers are going to be wilted. That panther is going to be a little kitten. And, you know, the thighs that, you know, they get all that stuff on their body, that's going to shrivel up as well. So think about it. If you don't keep yourself fit, that panther is going to become a, you know, a little baby. Little baby tiger, and that tiger's gonna become a kitten. So you gotta just be careful. You know, everybody can't have a great body like me.
Okay, now
what? He said what I said. He said like me.
Yes, he did.
No woman.
I caught that. You know, Six is humble. He's a humble soul. You know this, right?
Right.
Oh, boy. What are we going to do? I didn't know you were against sunflower tattoos. I didn't know that. You're against sunflower tattoos? Just checking in on that. That's what I heard. I heard a critique about sunflower tattoos. No, I was just checking in, you know, because I learn something new every day. So I was just checking. I thought I heard that. They have something against that, so I was just asking, but that's okay. You know, he's on an iPhone, so his signal, you know, I'm on the Samsung. That's why I'm
It go in and out, huh?
Yeah, the iPhone is just like, you know, it's I don't know, it's a Houdini.
Go
you
out
know?
When
not,
I wanted to go out and then come back on when I wanted to come
out. Yeah, right. You know, iPhone, I go, I come back. So, you know,
right.
I'm on the Samsung. So, yeah. So that's okay. I'll ask when he gets back. No problem.
Well, let me ask you guys something. Would y'all want to be in a family where you always got to compete with one another? Because it seems
like
to me that's what goes on with the Kardashians. It seems that what goes on with them is one of them get their body look, you know, and they be looking good. Then another one to go get hers done. Have y'all noticed that? I have noticed that by doing entertainment. Every time one go and get something or two of something, they get two things done or three things done. Then the next one will go get it, and then the next one will go get it. It's like they're in competition with each other. And I'm like, how can you be in competition with your own family? It's like, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
That would be exhausting to me.
Yeah. That's if you notice, watch them for a couple of days. One of them gets something done, then the other one go get something done, then the other one go get something done. It's crazy. I don't know how they can live their life like that. Just
right.
Always cutting on their bodies and stuff, doing different stuff.
Right. Yeah. Maybe, you know, that's a way to stay relevant. Maybe that's a strategy or something. I don't know, right? But
right.
That would be exhausting, even if it is a strategy. I would be exhausted.
Yeah, that would make you exhausted trying to keep up with everybody else. That is crazy.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, Chris Rock, y'all, he is set to have going to have something on Netflix. And this is his time of coming back from what happened with him, and of course, y'all know Will Smith. He invited a lot of important people, and he's going to be on there doing comedy. And they said that this would be like his fifth time, but the first time taking a stage on a Netflix. It's going to be on Netflix, like I said. And he have all these people that are coming that are great comedians and stuff, and, you know, everybody can come, but I don't think Will Smith to come. But yeah, there's a lot of people. Would y'all be interested in coming to see Chris Rock? Anybody who want to go see him? Anybody think he's funny
Chris
enough?
Rock. He'll be coming to Cleveland in 2 weeks. I'll be checking him out, Chris Rock.
You're gonna check him out?
Yeah, and I already told him Will Smith will not be there, so he's happy. And Tony Rock don't stand by. Tony Rock don't stand by. Y'all say what's up to my boy Jody. Say what's up to him. That's my people, my family. Say what's up.
What's up? What's
hello,
up?
Hello,
what's
hello.
Up?
How you doing?
Jody. Hey there. Blessings.
You sound pretty. You sound pretty sexy.
Over there, blushing.
You don't know how to respond. You sound pretty.
They're over there, blushing. I love it.
Well, generally speaking, Jody, when a gentleman enters the room, I'm not prepared for any other statement other than the original greeting and salutation.
Right.
So welcome. Welcome to you. We're glad that you're here. We're having entertainment news right now. Yes.
Did you hear anything interesting that you want to talk about?
Smart.
He just got in here. He just got in here.
Y'all sound pretty and smart. You don't make me take a shot and light my cigar, nigga.
You too, Dave.
He love y'all. He love y'all.
Okay. Okay. We feel the love. Thank you so much.
That's Alex.
Yeah, we feel the love right back.
Are you feeling the love?
Right back.
Right back.
You know, like you send your love and we send it right back to you.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
That's the obvious.
All right.
Okay.
That's the fam.
Okay. You said Cousin Jody, and who was the other cousin?
Cousin Doty, and Cousin Allen.
Okay. Jody with a J or a D. I'm trying to catch it.
Doty. D-O-D-I. Doty.
Okay. Hey, Cousin
Doty.
And Cousin Allen. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Cousin Allen.
Yep. Got it. Where's Cousin Kim? She's still nearby? Maybe he has to go on mute in order to talk with them and not have them be in the background while you're reading.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah,
he's doing.
Yeah.
We're going to give his iPhone the benefit of the doubt right now. But I was checking for Cousin Kim because she could fill him in on how this is all going right now. So, okay, sister, sorry about that. Hope you're okay. You all right?
Yeah, we good.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Yeah, we good.
Oh. You never know on a Saturday night.
Right.
You never know. You never know on a 6 hours radio network.
Is that right, brother?
You never know.
Oh, so glad to hear your voice.
I've been around since Girl Scout cookies. I was going to give Chad a couple of Dozzy. Because by the last, he's only going to get two cookies. He's only going to get two cookies. So.
That's right. I'm sorry. I feel bad for Chad. I'm like, you can't press
you
him right now.
You
got $4.
Get you a whole box, little bruh.
well, Chad, they came up 50. What was this, $50? Chad came up 50. I was like,
ow. You see, you can get him a whole 16, you know, 32 maybe, you know. Depending upon what taxes is nowadays.
Now, don't eat all those in one night now, Chad. Just take it easy. Take it easy. Oh, my goodness. So glad to hear your voice tonight, brother. Where's our sister Queen? Is she with us as well?
She had a very long day, but she had a lot of fun. She went to the movies today. She saw Creed 3. I wish I could have been with her. But it got great reviews. For all you haven't seen Creed 3 yet, please go and see Creed 3. I hear it is off the chain.
Okay, I'm writing that down right now. But let me ask you a question. I know I'm showing my ignorance, but I'm in a safe space to do so. Is Creed a horror movie?
No. Boxing.
Wonderful.
It's a spinoff of the Rocky series.
Ah, like Apollo
Creed. Creed, yeah, exactly. Apollo Creed, right. And Creed is Apollo's son. So that's where they started the new, like, you know, the new Rocky series, but now it's the Creed series, which is Apollo's son. So that's the series they're on right now. You must not have seen Creed 1 and 2. I would tell you go watch Creed 1 and 2 so you can keep up with the storyline, because there is a storyline there.
Ah, bless you. Okay. So the reason why I ask is because someone told me a few years ago that I should watch Bird Box. This was before the pandemic. I think this was in either 2018, 2019. And I was like, well, you know, Bird Box, okay. You know, like I hadn't heard of it and everything. And others were saying how, you know, they think, you know, it's a great movie and all. And I was like, okay. So I went on in. And not understanding what I was walking into. And can I tell you, I stayed up all night checking doors and windows and everything, calling on the Lord. Because by the time it started off with just absolute mayhem, and I was like, this is a horror movie. So I don't do horror movies very well. So great. Creed is safe. Got it. Creed 3, watch 1 and 2 prior, and I'll keep up. Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
All right, yeah, we're going to go ahead and go with, keep on moving so we can get out of our way a little bit. Going back to NFL, Jason Whitlock says Lamar Jackson is no longer a franchise quarterback. They're not going to give him that big money. They're not going to make the same mistake that they made with Deshaun Watson, where he got all this money and he wasn't even there the whole season. They said, no, they're not going to do that. They're not going to make no deal like that, where they find themselves the same way. So they are not going to do it.
Wow.
Yep, they said they're not going to do that. I guess they don't trust Lamar Jackson like the other people trusted Deshaun Watson. I guess they ain't trusting that. They say, forget this. We're not giving you that much money. And then this year, you know, you ain't here. Because, see, you know, he didn't play a lot this year. He didn't play a lot this year because he had got hurt. So, no, they not going to do that. Because he's waiting around trying to see, you know, how long he you know, if he wait around, he figured that, you know, more money, more money, more money. But they'll say, uh-uh, they're not making that. They're not making that same mistake that was made with Deshaun Watson. He want to get a great deal, but they said, uh-uh, they're not doing that. I was trying to see what they said, anything else about trying to negotiate with his team, but nope. We won't be finding out about that. But Antonio Brown, y'all know Antonio Brown that used to play for Pittsburgh Steelers. He getting ready to go on another. He's going to get ready to go be over on some team. It's not going to be like he's actually playing football like he did for the Pittsburgh and then the next team. No, it's not going to be that. He put in his money to own this team. But it's not like a team like in the NFL. It's a team. It's another kind of team. I didn't get to see all of that. That was when I was coming here. But, yeah, it's the same team. If you ever heard when he used to talk about his daddy, it's the same team that his daddy was on. But, yeah, he getting ready to put his money in and own the team. And it's good to see him do something positive for a change. Well, he was just acting a plum fool at the end. Mm-hmm. My goodness, thanks in jail time. These people be doing the most stuff. Why do we get money and then we act up crazy? Crazy. NFL Network. Buffalo Bills, New England Patriots. That's a charge for truth.
How's everyone's weekend been going so far?
We had a good weekend so far. What about yours?
My weekend's been okay. Cleaning up around the house. Got a little cardio in. A couple of good movies. Some good food.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, I certainly enjoyed myself with you all yesterday. Hanging out in the Queen's Court. I had a wonderful time. And just inspired by Sister Queen's message, her experience that she shared, her testimony, honestly. And I just think it's beautiful. And, of course, you get kudos, too, because you play some wonderful music in honor of your cupcake. Yes, yes.
I try. And you know, anytime you want to, come tell your story, you got a story you want to tell, you know, whether you do it on this side or you come over there and do it on that side, you know.
Well, bless you. Bless you. Yeah. The next time you all have a time of resource sharing, I did want to hopefully be a part of that or send you some things in advance because it's all about the information. I don't necessarily have to read
right.
it. But, I definitely have wanted to contribute as well. And our sister Ruthie also is a wealth of good information on different topics and so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I say, whether you would like to give them the pride of joy or whether you, your family would like to just come through personally, like I said, we can set up some time and, you can get resources. And I tell everybody when we have our meetings, anything you can contribute, any type of information or resources, anything we can put out, that may help somebody, anybody. So the more resources we can pull together, then the more opportunity and the chance we have on helping somebody.
Amen. Yo, I definitely want to be a part of that.
Thank you. Like I say, every 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yes. So you know,
Friday,
like, by the
every,
time.
Every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Right.
Yeah.
I knew, we knew what you meant. Now, my thing is I'm trying to be present
But I haven't made it to every, you know, to support everyone throughout the week. And that's my goal. And then try to at least then double that effort at least, like, you know, throughout the week, you know, post to Saturday and Sundays. I'm pretty much there. I'm doing better with Mondays, trying to, you know, get more time in on the Thursday and on Missionary Kim on Wednesday. Pastor Bonus on the on the Sunday, Monday. So, yeah, you know, but Friday, Tuesdays and Fridays it's been the most challenging. Tuesdays because Brother Gruber comes at 1 o'clock now. But see, on the West Coast, that's like, you know,
3 hours
morning
difference,
hour.
Right.
And and so just trying to, you know, trying to work it out. But just know, I support. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you saw a post today. I tried to connect it to you, but I don't know if you've seen it, to the group, just sharing. And I said, you know, I should do more of that. When I post for you guys, I should put that, connect that to the page so others can come to you and join the group there, even though we're all together on the Six Eyes Radio Network, but to be able to join the group on the Facebook page. So,
right. And like I said, we appreciate that because, like I said, that's part of our movement. We understand that, you know, today's society is very big on the Internet. And so we're, you know, we love the podcast. We love that format. But we also know that we can reach all different types of individuals in society. So once again, any information, anything we can do as a family, all together as a network to help each other out. We were talking about that the other day when we first started AJ and the squad. You know, we had an understanding that, okay, this is our thing, but let's not forget, you know, Saturday night. And we as well were going to, you know, Pastor Bonner. We was with Wolfgang because, like I said, we're all family. We're all a part of the network. That's why Evangelist Clayton and Pride and Joy, you know what I'm saying, on here on Saturday nights. Like I said, we like this format. We like to be a part of the podcast. We love the 6 Hours Radio Network. And we understand that everybody on this network is about helping. We're about, you know, resources, breaking news, you know, good music, what, you know, the truth, what's going on. And so I like being a part of something that's genuine, something that's real. You know, we're 99.99% positive, you know what I'm saying? And I believe that all of us on here are, you know, have a genuine love for life. So anything you can do, anything you would like to do, say whether it's on, you know, the network Facebook page or, like I said, on the AJ and the Squad page, Facebook page, please. Like I said, any way we can draw attention to the network and expand our viewing and our listening audience, I think we should all be a part of that.
Amen, amen. Yeah, I have a little hashtag thing. I did it today, and I said I think I'm gonna keep it going, called Relevant Radio Daily. So here on the 6 Hours Radio Network, every day of the week, we have something. We thank God for the opportunity to present something that is relevant, you know, through good information, you know, and so each day of the week. So as soon as Six is able, hopefully we'll be able to branch and do more broadcasting throughout the day. But I know Block Talk only allows so many, and I'm praying about that because I learned through another sister of ours, Rose, she said that there was a time you could do two per day. So I'm praying that we'll be able to get to that point in having two per day, because I honestly believe that we could do that with no problem, even if it was just a resource podcast. Like, that's just, you know, the topic. You know, one could be like a sister did yesterday, multiple history segments that you played. You know, we could have just a history, American history podcast. You know, that's just what,
absolutely,
you know. So I mean, you know, so I'm, many things I am praying for. So yeah, Relevant Radio Daily.
I like that.
So yeah, that's so you'll see that more Oh, because I said, you know, praise the Lord. I said, yes, yes, Lord. Relevant Radio. that's what we are.
Absolutely. We need all that.
Love.
Hello.
What up, AJ?
What's going on there, sir? Good evening to you.
All right.
Good
how
morning.
You
depending upon how you take it.
Yes, what's going on?
I'm good.
All right.
You say what? Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me see what them get to. I was going to say. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh yeah, TikTok was gonna talk to you about. Did you see the De La Soul music catalog thing? Did you see their thing? Where they did the first six albums from 1989 to 2001. Yeah,
okay.
They say they got it on Apple Music. They got it on all them things like that. They got it on there.
Oh, that's great. That is great.
Yeah, you gotta go check it out.
Yes.
Because I know you were saying something about, you know, all their music. Yeah. So they did it. Yeah,
okay.
On Friday they had did some, yeah, they said the first six albums they did.
All right, cool. That's what's up. And if you just joined us, you're enjoying the 6 Hours Radio Network. Here, phone lines are open, 424-243-9617. Like us on iHeartRadio and Apple Music. Type in 6 Hours Radio, SIXEYES Radio, RADIO. You got it, 7 days a week. Network. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Everybody doing good?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes, we're glad your iPhone allowed you to come back to the line. Welcome back.
Wow. Well, it's not that the iPhone.
Samsung never faltered. I didn't leave. I'm still here.
Yeah, iPhone's doing quite well, but when you're on remote and you have other people, put it that way. You both heard your fanfare, so I don't have to say anything else after that. Some were poised, some not. But nonetheless, you have fanfare. So that's all that matters here on the 6 Hours Radio Network. So I'm it's away from being on the roof, but I'm in a quiet area right now.
Okay.
So I'm like, what? They say on Deliverance, tell Bill to have a smile. Shut the, I'm having a Coke, and I'm smiling.
Okay.
All right.
Oh. All right.
And if you are missing, make sure you check out the Queen's Court last night on AJM Squad. If you're missing, it's right there. Check it out. She told her life story. Very beautiful,
mm-hmm.
Very inspiring.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Check
absolutely.
It out. All right. All right. So have we finished with our entertainment news?
Yeah, we finished with the entertainment news.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
got it. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, you are playing jump rope. Go ahead.
Well, what would you like to do next, Six? What would you like? I believe either Sister Ruthie, Missionary Kim have the scammer's report, and I have local and international news, but I also have a couple songs to spin and, you know.
All right. Well, let's bring the
what
Wolfgang.
What would you like to do next?
This is Mrs. Wolfgang. Welcome. This is our last spammer report for a while. So we find some more good spam stories. Spammer. Are you ready, sir? Are you ready, ma'am?
Yeah, I am ready.
Hey, baby.
Wonderful.
Right. I will be there shortly.
Wow.
Hope
the food
the
is ready.
Food is ready.
Can't wait. Love ya.
Well, that was getting good. I was hoping to hear the end of that.
Wow. Never know who's on the board.
All
well,
right.
You don't say.
Well, anyway.
What you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you? Now, here's Bam, the spammer here of the Wolfgang segment on the TikTok.
All right. Tonight, I'd like to talk to y'all about what is known as dating websites. Okay? Such as like eHarmony or MateOne. Those are just two examples. And in their own way, they are a type of scam. Because first off, nobody, no matter their claims of saying, oh, they could give you the perfect match, there is no formula for finding the perfect mate. When they tell you that, first off, that's the biggest lie they've ever told. It's not true. They cannot give you the perfect formula for finding the perfect mate. And for example, eHarmony, they use that as their slogan that they got the perfect formula for finding the perfect mate and that, oh, all our matches, we have a certain rate of people that meet up on eHarmony and they end up married and they live happily ever after. Well, a true story of a couple that met on eHarmony,
mm-hmm.
got married, 6 months later were divorced.
Wow.
So their claims of getting true love on those dating sites are false. Now, here's where the little scam comes in. You go on their website. Now, if you're a female, you put on your profile, you create a profile, and they say it's free. And because you're a female, you get to use 100% of their services for free. Yes, you do get a free profile. However, here's the scam. They don't tell you that if you're a male, oh, you could create a free profile. But using any of the special features such as communication, email, et cetera, to communicate with the females, you have to pay for those services if you're a male. So they're gender run. Secondly, there are women that are hired by the service that they use to basically be goons that will send emails to these new people that create free profiles, but they're no more looking for a mate than I'm a rocket ship, okay? They're there just to try to get you interested as a male to get the paid membership. Because when you don't pay for the membership, you get all these so-called matches of all these women who are nothing more than the goons. But the minute you get a paid membership, all of a sudden, you don't hear from nobody. And the worst part being, you get a bunch of spam email from them with different advertisements of junk that you don't need. About, oh, you could get this, you could get that, and it's from other dating websites and sometimes pornographic websites that they're involved with, which if you're not into that, you end up getting this junk. But the main scam part of it is the fact that they're telling you lies from the beginning. because they claim they're going to get you a mate. But you spend lots of money, especially if you're a male, and usually it doesn't last because most of the women who end up that are the real McCoy, they're not telling you the truth because they want to put their best foot forward, look, oh, I'm this, I'm that, and they tell this stuff that they are whatever. Oh, I do this, I do that, or I've got all this money and I got all this and that. And then later find out they ain't what they said they were. And, of course, the men do the same thing. So it's not it's a big bunch of lies right from the beginning. When the best way to find yourself a mate is to go out and look, but not on a dating website. Because when you're going on there, you're not actually seeing the person who you're talking to. All you know is a picture. And sometimes some people use false pictures that are not their self. So it's just beware if you're going on sites like that. And that is my little report. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I wonder, Ms. Mary Kin, was there any type of information that you found so far on what a person can do if they have fallen victim to any of this, or is it just pretty much just abstain from this sort of way to meet others because it's really,
well,
really not
the best
meeting
thing,
the folks you intend to meet?
Now, if you do find misuse of the system, some
mm-hmm.
of them, some of them have a place where you can report the user to the, you know, the website people, but not all of them do that. Not all
mm-hmm.
of them do that.
Okay.
So
okay.
that's why I say beware.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you so much. That's timely. You know, the springtime is coming. Many wish to have someone to, you know, to meet and hopefully share life with. And, you know, it's good to understand what's before us so we know what we're working with. And so always grateful to hear how we can slam the scammer. Amen. we listen to that for certain. So, wow. For some reason, eHarmony keeps popping up in my head. Not that I'm trying to bash eHarmony. So forgive me. Oh, boy. Well, let's see. Now, in other news, I do have a few things to share. And I think I'll start off with NPR Radio for their breaking news segment, which is 4 minutes and 40 seconds here on this Saturday in the Western Seaboard. It is still March the 4th,
mm-hmm.
2023, and saying good morning indeed to the Eastern Seaboard, and of course even good Monday to some in other parts of the world who tune in to us here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. So I'll go ahead and play this. Let me just push off my headphones and put you all on speakerphone for a better listening experience. One moment.
Okay, and here we go.
Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dwahui Saikautau. The annual Conservative Political Action Conference, known as CPAC, closed Saturday with a nearly two-hour speech by former President Donald Trump. Speaking to an enthusiastic crowd in Maryland, Trump said he wants to complete his mission, saying, "We are going to see this battle to ultimate victory and make America great again."
That's why I'm here today. That's why I'm standing before you, because we are going to finish what we started.
He told the crowd, "We will evict Joe Biden from the White House." Just before Trump addressed the audience, results from an unsigned unofficial balloting among conference goers showed Trump won the annual straw poll, beating Florida Governor Ron DeSantis by more than 40 points. DeSantis has not officially declared that he's running for president, but his travels to California this weekend and Iowa later this month could mean he's testing the waters. Five people are dead in Kentucky after storms hit the state there yesterday. At least two possible tornadoes touched down. From member station WUKY, Karen Saar reports.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says there was significant widespread damage across the state. Ahead of Friday's storm, Beshear declared a state of emergency. Dozens of cities and counties have also issued their own emergency declarations. Beshear said that as of Saturday afternoon, nearly 400,000 Kentuckians were without power.
Utility partners are working quickly to restore services, but this may take some time. This is very significant, widespread damage.
Beshear believes it could take several days for power to be fully restored. For NPR News, I'm Karen Saar.
Meanwhile, in California, search crews rescued Californians stranded for days in several feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada and the Cascades after back-to-back storms. British lawmakers say they have found evidence that then-Prime Minister Boris Johnson broke his own government's pandemic lockdown rules by holding parties in his office. Vicky Barker reports Johnson resigned last summer as trust in his leadership plummeted. It's a preliminary finding, but the panel members, the majority from Boris Johnson's own governing Conservative Party, say they have evidence that he knew he was violating lockdown rules and, most seriously, misled the House of Commons about that. That's traditionally a firing offense for any British lawmaker. For his part, Johnson has insisted to the BBC.
I didn't see the House, and I don't believe I'm guilty of a contempt. I think that this process happily will vindicate me.
One eyewitness account released by the panel has Johnson describing an event held at the height of the lockdown restrictions as, quote, probably the most unsocially distanced gathering in the UK right now.
This is NPR.
China is aiming for a modest economic rebound this year, targeting GDP growth of around 5%. That's according to the outgoing premier, who told the opening session of Parliament on Sunday it's essential to prioritize economic stability. NPR's John Ruich has more.
The government sets a growth target every year, and for 2023, it's slightly lower than the goal for 2022, but a lot has changed. The economy was hammered last year by restrictive policies to keep COVID-19 in check. It only grew at 3%, which is the slowest pace in almost half a century. The authorities are still trying to rebuild confidence and revive activity. And in a sweeping State of the Union-style address, Premier Li Keqiang offered assurances. He said the government will support development of private companies, reform state-owned enterprises, create an environment for fair competition, and try to boost consumption. John Ruich, NPR News, Beijing.
Disability rights activist, author, and mentor Judy Heumann has died in Washington, D.C. Her life story about contracting polio at a very young age, then fighting for basic rights and eventually advocating for those with different abilities is featured in an Oscar-nominated Netflix documentary called Crip Camp, A Disability Revolution. On The Daily Show 3 years ago, Trevor Noah discussed Heumann's memoir and her lifelong advocacy work. She told him, we as disabled people need to band together, speak out against oppression, discrimination against anyone that needs to be the norm. You are listening to NPR News in New York.
And there we have it. Let's see. Hang on a second. Let me switch back. I will figure this out, a better way to do this in the weeks to come. All right. I hope you all can hear me okay. Mm-hmm. So that there was NPR.org bringing us the news hour recap, I believe began at 9 p.m. Western Pacific Standard Time. So with that, I have one story. If there aren't, are there any questions or comments or any particular article anyone would like for me to look up, I'll be more than willing to do that. All right. So I do have one article, which is an update that came by request, concerning the attorney who murdered his wife, and so back in 2021.
And this comes to us through USAtoday.com under the MSN banner. And the title is, a former South Carolina lawyer, Alex Murdaugh, found guilty of murder and killing of wife and son. This comes to us by Nadia Yancey Bragg, and she is a journalist for the USA Today. And here it goes. A South Carolina jury found disbarred attorney Richard Alex Murdaugh guilty of murder Thursday in the 2021 killings of his wife and son. The jury deliberated less than 3 hours before Murdaugh, 54, was found guilty of two counts of murder and two counts of possession of a weapon during the commission of a violent crime. Murdaugh's wife, Maggie, 52, and son, Paul, 22, were found fatally shot near dog kennels at the family's home on June 7, 2021. Murdaugh admitted in court that he lied to investigators when he told them he was not at the kennels before finding their bodies. After the verdict was read, Judge Clifton Newman scheduled Murdaugh's sentencing at 9:30 a.m. Friday and thanked the jurors for their service. The minimum sentence for murder is 30 years in prison. The South Carolina Attorney General's office is seeking life in prison without the possibility of parole. Testimonies culminated in Murdaugh's appearance on the witness stand when he admitted stealing millions from clients, but he steadfastly maintained his innocence in the deaths of Maggie and Paul Murdaugh. I did not kill Maggie, and I did not kill Paul. I would never hurt Maggie, and I would never hurt Paul, ever, under any circumstances, Murdaugh testified. Throughout the trial, prosecutors argued that Murdaugh killed his family to gain sympathy and buy time to cover up alleged financial crimes that were about to be discovered and presented as circumstantial evidence of Murdaugh's guilt. So condolences to the Murdaugh family. And, you know, far too often we hear such, as Missionary Ken says, dirty, rotten situations and, you know, circumstances such as this that happens in our society. So, you know, it's unfortunate. You know, mental health is real, as we all know. And, you know, look, you know, took millions of dollars from people. I don't think that Alex should have thought, like, they weren't going to find him out. But such it is with certain forms of mental illness. You may feel that no one is going to find you out. This is not so. And unfortunately, his wife and son have suffered further burden. But condolences to the family. Also sending prayers out to those in Kentucky and California, actually worldwide. Many different situations happening in the world. But this is the one story that I did pull out, pull forward to read. Does anyone have any other insight about this circumstance or any other information happening in the world, news, you know, as far as the more less fortunate circumstances? All right. Okay. Well, I did want to play a couple songs, but I don't know. I just want to make sure we're still on point for that. I did hear our commercial break trying to come forward. I didn't know whether we were going to get the remainder of that before I continue. It is 1 o'clock there in the Eastern Seaboard. I just want to make sure we're good for time. But I do have a few songs I'd like to play, plus, of course, take requests. Because, you know, I'm working on my music skills right now.
Okay.
I think, did you hear that? I think I hear our commercials. Yep.
Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting. while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Amen, amen.
Oh,
so I was looking here to find out that they, did they catch up with the person who was dressed as Cookie Monster? Seems like he's still at large. They're still looking for him. But let's see. I will read some headlines, and we'll see if any of this is interesting.
Yeah.
I hear a voice. Would you repeat that?
Cookie, 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 you're never going to catch me. Cookie, cookie.
After I asked for it to be repeated, my brain told me. I think it was Cookie, 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 Nicole. Okay. Thank you so much. Would you please turn yourself in to the local authorities? Stop wearing Sesame Street costumes. Okay. Now, one piece of good news, Six Eyes has been awarded a badge on Facebook for actually being very supportive of the Sesame Street page. I don't know if anyone has noticed. We have seen a few postings about the good things and the good folks who have appeared on Sesame Street. Sesame Street, the webpage, has thought it wise to award Six Eyes, which means the Six Eyes Radio Network, a badge for supporting those stories and posting them on his page. So a round of applause. Sorry, I got a low budget on sound effects. Yes, yes. And congratulations for your badge
Thank you.
2 weeks.
Thank you. Yay.
You're most welcome.
Yay.
Yep, all you have to do is accept the badge. If you accept the badge, it'll be posted proudly on your page, on your timeline, in your feed for everyone to know, and do likewise, support Sesame Street. Would you be interested in such a thing, sir? Would you like to accept your badge?
Yes, I would.
I think he's passed out.
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Rubber ducky, you're the one.
We'll play that today. You know what? That's exactly what we're going to do next. Let me just read off these good things that happened in our world this week. And let's see if I shall read any further. I'll just read them by title. So it says here, now I don't know. Okay, so it says here, people are self-isolating at the zoo so they can look after the animals. That's one story.
What?
Yes. Story number two, John Krasinski. John Krasinski and Emily Blunt surprised a Hamilton fan by having the original Broadway cast join their Zoom and sing for her. Number three, Lady Gaga raises $35 million for the COVID-19 aid. Item four, Himalayas, seen for the first time in three decades after a pollution drop. Way to go. And let's see here, Hasley, number five, Hasley tracked down 100,000 face masks for frontline workers. Way to go. And looks like that was a lost shipment, they found it. Number six, a family colored every brick of their house in a rainbow with chalk to cheer their neighbors up. And this happened, where did this happen here? Let me look. Well, let's see. Well, we love community spirit, and while we can't see our family and friends right now, this is interesting. This is supposed to be current. Well, this got tossed on there. I don't think they just did this, even though it says that they did. That sounds like a pandemic story. But nonetheless, it reaches. So let's see. Let me look. What else was there? Timothy Chalamet and R. Marie Hamer confirmed for Call Me By Your Name sequel. I guess that's some a movie coming up. Scientists create enzyme that recycles plastic bottles in hours. Now, that seems interesting enough. Maybe I'll come back to that and see what that's about. But in the meantime, in between time,
let's go ahead and celebrate with Rubber Ducky. This goes out to Six Eyes for his awesome support of Sesame Street. Let's see if I can find this here. Yep, here we go. And let's see, is this a Rubber Ducky song? Is this it? Yeah, I think so. All righty, let me switch back over. I bet you I'm going to have to hear a commercial, but that's okay. I'll endure that. Not every day you get a Sesame Street badge. All right, here it is.
I've been going filled with water and nice fluffy suds. Then I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself. And I've got my fishy scrub brush to scrub my back. Then I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal. Oh, Rubber Ducky, you're the one. You make that time so fun. Rubber Ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo-bo-bo-bo-bo. Rubber Ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber Ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true. Oh, every day when I make my way through the tubby, I find a little fellow who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rubber Duck Dubby, Rubber Ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber Ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Hey, Rubber Ducky, would you like me to scrub your back with my nifty little scrub brush? You would? Okay, how's this? Hey, you want me to scrub behind your ears? Ooh, I see. You don't have any ears, do you? Well, how about your tummy? Scrub his little ducky tummy. Ooh, it's ticklish. Oh, every day when I make my way through the tubby, I find a little fellow who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rubber Duck Chubby, Rubber Ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber Ducky, I'm like a whole fond of. Rubber Ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Congratulations once again. So there we have it. Rubber Ducky, brought to us by
Thank
Ernie
you.
Right there from his tub on Sesame Street. You're most welcome. Sorry, your badge has not come with a cup of coffee, though, just so you know. But accolades none the same, and a badge is coming your way. So, okie doke. Now, you're welcome. Now, I would like to do something I have not done in a while, which is read the weather. Read the weather. We'll start here in Cleveland, of course, whereas right now it looks like it is 40 degrees Fahrenheit, and it feels like 33 degrees. With your wind running in at 2 miles per hour, zero chance of precipitation, and your humidity levels are at 77%. So for later on of the day, it looks like you're going to have a high of 41. However, rain is coming your way later on today, on Sunday, increasing your chance of rain. And it'll flow into Monday at 60% with your wind blowing in at 9 miles per hour. Humidity is at 70%. And that night, it'll be 33 degrees. So that's almost freezing point. So you'd be safe out there, Cleveland. Now, being a missionary, Wolfgang is with us. I shall, let's see if I can do this. Yes, in Ashtabula, Ohio, right now, it looks like your high for today will be 42 degrees, And your low on tonight, Sunday night that is, will be at 29 degrees. So you definitely are going to be very, very cold. And you're 36 degrees right now Fahrenheit. Humidity point is at 79% with a 14% chance of precipitation with wind breezing in at 6 miles per hour. Now let me see if I see precipitation for you, Ashtabula. Looks like the Wolf Games will be pretty frosty on tomorrow as well, meaning Monday for the Eastern Seaboard. The high is 44 degrees Fahrenheit. The low is 30. And a bit more wind, at 10 miles per hour. And your precipitation has increased as well to 30%, humidity dropping to 56%. So all right, now I would read anyone else's weather if they so choose. I'll be more than happy to do that. And if we're all good, I shall see what we would like to do next. Would we like to play a little bit of music, or do we have a topic six that you want to bring forward?
Let's booger.
Okay. All right, y'all. I'm fixing the bomb at the music. Get ready. Get your tomatoes out. But I'm gonna do my best.
It's the dance contest. Chad is ready for LeVar. Chad's song for the battle is Planet Rock.
The battle is Planet Rock? Okay.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So like Soul Sonic Force, Planet Rock, right?
He got his green shirt on, he got his black shiny shoes, and he's ready.
Okay. Oh, well, I think Elijah's going to show up. You talking about Planet Rock. Hold on. Let me see what I can do. Elijah might moonwalk out here and hit us with the worm.
$4.
Did you take Chad's $4? Am I hearing? Okay. All right. So let's see. Okay. All right. Chad LeVar, if you're ready, let's get it.
Let's get it.
Let's get a better DJ. Here we go. Lord Jesus, first time out. Oh, God. All right, here we go. I got it now.
What?
Right, Chad is sliding around the bar. LeVar just standing there. Now the Chad's doing the glide.
Oh, we got cardboard boxes at him.
So LeVar just came in, sliding in. So he's top locking. LeVar's top locking. Just put Chad. Now Chad is sliding around LeVar.
Go Chad. Go Chad.
He's doing the earthworm. Now he's jumped up. Just did a one hand back flip.
Rock it all around the rock. Everybody keep rocking and rocking and shocking and rocking.
talking. Don't stop it.
Wings in the back, six for $18 because it comes with coleslaw and fries and, you
right.
know, and basically a bottle of water. All right, don't miss it.
Right,
because
you're
going to
need that water for that hot chicken.
Right, going to need, that's right. Yep, and we got, what you call them things, ace bandages and those solar pods for your kneecaps. We got that too.
Right.
What you need, what you need. Okay. Let's see. Here we go. Uh-oh. What'd you say, Six?
I forgot my wallet. we have a half-eaten sandwich and a half can of Coke and a handful of chips for $1.25. So if anybody wants, you can get that stuff.
Well, hey, that sounds like my budget. I'm gonna have to see you about that thing. I just saying. But right now we're gonna I'm gonna act like I got some money and play Run DMC Rock Box. Here we go. Nope, we ain't going. Nope, we ain't going nowhere. All right, hold on a second. All right, oh, what we going now?
Thank you.
All right, all right. Do we have any requests?
No requests. Chad and LeVar has danced themselves out, but they are going to join forces. So when they dance next time, it'll still be the battle. They will be joining forces to take other dances, you know.
Okay. Well, I have a song. I have a song they might want to maybe make their move to for the next round. This is a shout out to Sister Six. It's LL Cool J Rock the Bells. Do you think that this would be a suitable dance off music?
Yeah,
I should say for the dance off. What you think?
Yeah, they might.
They might. All right. Well,
yeah,
it's a shout out to Sister Six because you know I heard, I learned that, you know, she admired the craft, his musical craft, LL Cool J's musical craft, and so I wanted to go ahead and play this one for her.
Yeah, that was one of her favorites.
Okay, all right, and do you recall what year Rock the Bells is? Is that like 86?
That's 86.
85, 86, okay. All right, and let me get it going here, and here we go.
LL Cool J is hard as hell. Battle anybody, I don't care. You better not expect they are gonna come up. Thank you.
felt the moment that I saw you. Love, passion. Maybe it was just the power that you possessed, but something about you made me wonder if a love like yours is true.
That was nice. Who was that? I was listening to you.
That was Brandy Little right there with our shot. Go ahead and that's the show. Boy, it's the boy DJ TLM Styles. Oh, boy, we had a nice one just played there, Brandy Little. Six Eyes, everybody, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to talk. There's some serious going on out here. We're embarking now. The AI technology is very, very real, and that's the next move now. The artificial intelligence is basically taking over. From
yes, it is.
Now, the AI has capability to even look into your brain and know what you're thinking in your brain and give you images that you're thinking in your brain just so that it has some advancement on it. I thought that was advancement. And right now with Facebook, Instagram, Facebook, Instagram, streaming services, cable, they got new devices, cars and everything, where the AI is actually sitting there learning and being able to give you your needs, and we're moving in a whole entirely different direction.
What it does, it learns your algorithms.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Direction is, it is so strong and so huge that we're getting ready to go through a new economic situation that they're talking about right now. We got some big lawyers, and they wrote a new book. And some people have and I'm going to play this probably next week. We'll get into this. I'm going to play a commercial and about where are we going as far as economics concerned, and about how we're going to be spending our money in the future concerned. That is already being worked on in the economic forum. They're talking about this on a huge level. And some of these guys feel that it's a conspiracy. Some feel that it's taking away your freedom. Some feel, and the government feels, that this is something they need for, because we have a lot of people who do a lot of misplaced things with their funds and cause chaos around them and their own family. So this is going to be an interesting topic to get into next week. But I will start with the part of that we're talking about a whole new system that allows you now to be monetize your finances and how you spend your finance. It'll be able to put you in the direction thing. And the main game that they want this economic system with, they want to get rid of the dollar and get rid of all the money altogether. So you'll be doing everything on basing on what they call the cryptocurrency. That's what it's going to be called, the cryptocurrency. And it's going to have an AI in the middle. So now when you spend your money, starting it going and getting pulled from your bank, and then the bank, the people take a long time to get it, it's going to go straight to the merchants in a whole entirely different way. So for businesses, this is a great opportunity for you to be more in touch with your consumer base and to get your money straight forward, instead of going through a process of making sure your money. And it's all AI technology. Also, AI is basically coming into most of the film and movie industry and entertainment industry, where most of now, even we're on business side, the AI is going to be handling most of the financial transactions that happens through all this stuff. So we're going to get into this all next week. But I'm going to pass the ball back to Six Sides and Precious and Joy and Nikhail and y'all. Y'all go ahead and blast away. It's your boy, DJ ATLM Styles, here live on the Six Sides Radio Network.
Well, it's definitely been a great show. Tomorrow, get your prayers over without leaving the house. The Six Sides Gospel Show, 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific. The best in online radio, the Six Eyes Radio Network. Make sure you have not, if you haven't done so already, J-O-I-N, join the Six Eyes Radio Network page. I'm done speaking. I want to thank everybody that tuned in. God bless. I'm saying good night. Everybody else say good night as well.
Good night.
Amen. Love you all. Good night. See you tomorrow.
All right, everybody have a good night. Lord, watch
good
over
night.
Us as we sleep. Good night.
That's sweet.
Hey, you want to sing for us before we get out of there? Get out of here? You want to sing, ATL?
Don't be afraid. I got to bring back my intro on this way. Don't be afraid of how you feel. All right, yo, boy. Y'all have a good night, man. We'll definitely be back next weekend, and I think it's time to get a new guest on here. We got to bring some guests on here now. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's,
yeah.
And Lamar, oh no, we got to talk about this Lamar thing. You know, this battle, we got to have another battle for this guy, because we can't keep having a tie. Somebody got to win.
Yeah, well,
right.
They worked hard.
They're joining forces now. They want to join forces.
Okay, so
yeah.
Now we're going to be in competition. See, now I got to go find some competition for him so we can make that happen, right? But we're going to go ahead and get up out of here, y'all, like y'all said tonight. And we wish everybody a safe, happy week this week and hope you enjoy. And what else, what's going on this week? We got some basketball games going on. What do we have? What's special this week? There's something special. What week is this? We're getting close to Easter. Oh, yeah.
Easter
and
spring.
All right, we get into March, right?
Yeah.
And spring, and I mean, some of the places right now. Before we go, Greyhound didn't see a shadow, so we both have some longer winters. But if you walk around some of these places, Greyhound, he didn't see a shadow. So that means that we mostly be still, even though we in spring, we mostly still have winter effects. So I expected that we are going to be seeing more cold weather. Before we see, even though we're getting warm, we're going to be seeing some mixture of cold weather still come through.
Okay.
All
right.
So let's go ahead.
So much to look forward to.
Yeah, we got a lot to look forward to, man. A lot to look forward to. I just wish everybody turns on. And we also, before we get out here, we definitely got to give thanks. And we had a very successful Black History Month, I think. We got a chance to cover some great things this month. On that month, I know we moved on to March now, and to, like I tell everybody, Black history is history. So this shouldn't be monetized to 1 month. It should always be celebrated and talked about in all kinds of ways, the negative and the good, you know. But it's a chance for us to take what was in the past and take it and make it a positive and move forward. And so all young people. I do feel there should be a need for a time to sit down and just educate yourself about what went on and transpired back in the time before you came here to understand concepts. But I'm giving it to Six Man. You go ahead and close us out.
Hey, good night. God bless. Take care. You just enjoyed the Six Radio Network. Good night.
Good night.